That's correct, Donna Maria. I put the motion numbers. I've been contacted by several people about large vehicles in the morning times up there, and it's blocking up road and school traffic and that. I do understand, Donna, and I have spoke to the road section about this, you know, about farmland up there and farm owners needing to access the land. This is not what I was trying to, my motion's not really about, Donna. It was just for that hour and a half in the morning times, if we could restrict it, the school traffic only, you know, minibuses and people using it as cars and that. I mean, I witnessed to myself, Donna, large vehicles up there, and whenever the large vehicles get stuck, it blocks the whole road up. You know, and as I say, I do understand that people need to use that road, but what I was looking for, Donna Marie, and I'm hoping it happens, that for that specific time, especially in the morning times, that we do restrict that road.
Now, I know you're on about restricting HGVs. Will that not be the time that they will be out anyway, that they would need that road to not block the main roads?
No, not necessarily, Donna, because the vast majority of people using that road, Donna, is trying to divert away from the traffic that's in the town, which is totally understandable. We all know what the traffic's like here in Letterkenny. What I'm asking for, Donna Marie, is that the farmer that's using that bit of land up there along that road, that he would wait back for that hour in the morning, hour and a half, leave it, and that the large HGV lorries that is constantly on that road, that they wouldn't use that road for that hour and a half in the morning. They let that traffic run smoothly, and then that road's open and freely, that doesn't cause much disruption. That's what I'm asking, Donna Marie, because, as I say, we all know the traffic situation is here in Letterkenny, and when we start to block up wee side roads like that, it makes things a lot, lot worse.
And what, I suppose then, what would the times be that you'd be looking at, and would there need to be a special sort of policy written in to allow the farm and the buses, if you get what I mean?
So as the section have come back, they tell me, you know what I mean, there could be legal things that they need to go through, and they're going to explore all options. Donna Marie, if it was me, I'd be talking from 7:30 to 9:30. That them 2 hours was left, that road wouldn't be as large as HGVs, it would be more freely moving traffic. And after that, it could be opened up, Donna Marie. Something similar to that, that's all I'm looking for. And I'm sure a lot of people up there that uses that road would be a lot happy with that as well.